17 Youth Isn't a Defence, another inconsequential regurgitation monologue written and performed by Gareth Phelan in 2007. People: Darren, Sid, Caroline, Martha, Vivian, Eddie, Darren, Maureen, Michael, Peter, Bob. Start. Darren: Youth isn't a defence for not knowing the difference between right and wrong, is it? Just because a kid is 15 and he killed someone, or because he drove a car and went out of control, doesn't mean he can get off, does it? Or a kid doing cocaine and gets caught and gets off because he's a minor, is that not nuts? Peter: Where I am, a few have been tried as an adult for murder as young as age 14 if the judge decides that they had adult knowledge that what they did was wrong. Where I am, they have been sent to prison for 40 years or something like that, under age 18. Only difference is until age 21 to 23 they go to the kiddie prison. Later, they are transferred to the adult facility. Bob: I believe in some circumstances it is. What is youth? How young is youth? Darren: Right, let's create the line in legal terms in the context of where we are, but please not let this put anyone off. Legal terms in Ireland are 18, I believe. You cannot be convicted of any crime if you are under 9. So anything under 18 is youth in this conversation's context. So 14-year-old children who are convicted of murder and are now serving full sentences. This was different to the Bulger case in the UK. It is the extreme of the debate I am raising, as would be the case of young men who did the Columbine shootings. But what are the criteria for right and wrong? And why do we allow judgments sometimes not passed on to people underage, using their age as an excuse? Is an 18 morals and values different to that than a 17-year-old's, and why?